Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, set your alarms and look up in the sky tonight because Irish Sky is going to be full of incredible shooting stars. And David Moore from Astronomy Ireland has all the info. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning.
So,
very
what,
well, thank you.
Good. What are we going to see in the sky tonight? Because it's actually a pretty famous bit of something we're seeing.
Yes, indeed. These are shooting stars, or meteors, given their proper name, caused by Halley's Comet. Now, the comet itself only comes around to the near the sun when it's bright enough for us to see every 76 years.
Right.
Every human lifetime. So it's sort of got a fond place in people's hearts, even though there are other better comets that come from time to time. There was actually a brilliant one visible to naked eye last July. It was as bright as the brightest stars in the sky. Called Neowise, a spectacular comet, made the front page of our magazine. But Halley's Comet won't be back till 2061. But that's okay, because the dust that's left in its orbit, we plow through that every year around May the 5th.
Okay, so this kind of, this presumably this meteor shower has a name, does it?
Yeah, meteor showers tend to get named after the point in the sky where they all point back to.
Mm-hmm.
So although we call it the radiant, is in the east. You don't have to look in the east. You could see one on the other side of the sky, but its path would point back to this point. And the star near that particular point is called Eta in the constellation of Aquarius. So the official name is the Eta Aquarid meteor shower.
Right.
Or the meteor shower caused by Halley's Comet.
We're often shortchanged here living on this small rock in the middle of an ocean where we just get clouds all the time and we don't really get a clear kind of view of this. What are the viewing conditions likely to be like tonight if we want to go shooting stargazing?
Well, I've seen the weather forecast going down to -2, and that's always a great indication. If the night is cloudy, the clouds are like a blanket, they'll keep the heat in. But if the skies are clear, all the heat escapes out into space and the temperatures drop below zero, even in May. And it was supposed to be that way last night. In fact, I had clear skies at the beginning of the window of about 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. to watch it. And then it clouded in, and then it rained on me as if to teach me a lesson.
Oh, God.
Having the audacity to be looking up when there's a shooting star shower going on.
Right.
But somebody in Ireland will get clear skies tonight. The weather here is so changeable. So we're trying to get everybody in all 32 counties to count how many they see. And the best time is between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. So it means staying up late, but, you know, it's a spectacle of nature, so it should be worth it.
Yeah, should all those sea swimmers love getting up at the crack of dawn and going down for their dawn swim? Just get up an hour or two later and see the meteor shower first.
Yeah, hang around on the beach first and have a look at the skies and then hop in.
And, yeah, so do you want people to actually count and then send you the information? And if so, how can people be trusted? They're not going to say, I saw 150, David, honest.
The great, we'll have hundreds, maybe thousands of people watching and sending counts. So if there's a spike like that, it sort of sticks out like a sore thumb.
Right.
And people are generally honest about things like this. It's only a meteor shower. There's no financial reward for it. So people love counting them. And it's a great thing for the whole family to do. You know, you can get everyone together. You're watching a spectacle of nature. These things are hitting the Earth's atmosphere at 66 kilometers per second.
Wow.
So, you know, imagine that. They go from the south coast of Ireland and north coast of Ireland in about 5 seconds.
That's incredible. And how far away are they? You say they're hitting our atmosphere. There's no chance of them kind of coming down and hitting anything.
Yeah, fortunately, comets are made from dust left over from the formation of the planet.
Yeah.
And no rocks had formed then. So they're all these tiny bits of dust about the size of a grain of sand. So no chance of a bigger rock pummeling its way through the atmosphere and hitting the ground.
Gotcha.
As a meteorite. Different objects make those. Not Halley's Comet.
Halley's Comet,
so it's safe to watch. And they're typically 100 kilometers above your head. So you're seeing a grain of dust 100 kilometers away, maybe further. And it gives you some idea how ferocious and how bright it must be if you were the poor piece of dust itself getting vaporized.
Yeah.
Well, so it's a tiny piece of dust, but it's just traveling at such speed and with such intensity into our atmosphere that it causes this a reaction big enough for us to see 100 miles away.
Yeah, it's amazing how much friction and motion can carry so much energy. But if you rub your hands together very fast, you know, they will actually heat up and it can be painful. That's only a few miles an hour. Imagine you get up to the 100,000 miles an hour plus that these things are traveling at. Your hands will just burst into flames. In fact, they'd be brighter than the sun for the few seconds.
Wow. That speed, amazing. Ashley wants to know when Halley's Comet was last visible. Am I right in thinking it was the 80s, 86 or something?
Yeah, it was. It was in 1986 when The Europeans, including Ireland, sent a space probe into the head of Halley's Comet to measure what's going on in there. And in fact, to photograph the comet's nucleus itself. Comets are giant, dirty snowballs. We now know from those pictures it was 15 kilometers long and about 8 kilometers wide. So it fit nicely inside the M50 motorway, to give you an idea of scale, which is tiny compared to the Earth.
Yeah.
But comets, you know, they're full of a lot of gases and water ice, and the sun vaporized that, and you get a big cloud around them. The cloud was bigger than the Earth, so you get a tiny dot at the middle, and this huge cloud of dust around it. It's like planes in the sky. They can fly through clouds unhindered, and the comet itself is very insubstantial. It's like a cloud. There is a solid lump at the middle that you don't want to hit.
Yeah.
But this huge cloud around it, it makes for a very spectacular sight. As anyone who saw Comet Neowise last July would have known. So, you know, there's another comet coming at Christmas and another one at the end of next year that might be very bright as well. So we'll be following those closely in our magazine.
That's cool. Speaking of your magazine, David, how can people send you the numbers of shooting stars or whatever they see tonight? What is there an email address or something like that?
Yeah. The website is astronomy.ie. So you'll find everything you need to know there. But the email address, if you're good at remembering them, is very simple as well. magazine@astronomy.ie. And all we want you to do is say 3 to 3.15, I saw 3.7, whatever your count was. And 3.15 to 3.30, if you do a second 15-minute run, your second count. And just say where you were. And if you want to put in any descriptive explanation, sometimes they're very bright ones that need glowing trains behind them, you can say all that as well. And we'll publish that in a future issue of the magazine. The magazine is aimed at beginners. And we hope people will buy it as well. We're a non-profit group. And it'll tell you about this meteor shower, but there's a better one in August and an even better one in December. There's a partial eclipse of the sun coming up in June.
Cool.
And the International Space Station's flying over. You'll see links to our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, that kind of thing. And we send out predictions every day. Now, admittedly, it's 4 o'clock in the morning to see the space station, but at the end of next week, it's visible in the evening skies for 2 weeks, and it'll be the brightest thing in the sky with 7 astronauts on board. That's definitely one to watch out for. There's loads happening all the time.
David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, thank you so much. Astronomy.ie, as you said, is the place to go. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Enjoy the spectacle tonight.
Thanks, bye-bye. David. See you. Bye.
7 people crammed into the space station. Sounds like an unofficial house party to me, lads. I'm reporting them immediately.
Lads, my granny lived to be 106 and she saw Halley's Comet twice, says Tricia. That is so cool. Yeah, of course, if you live beyond 76, you've got every chance as long as the first one happened when you were old enough to. Yeah, you need to be definitely over 80 to do that, but fair play to her.
I just can't believe that they're that small.
Yes,
it's just grains of sand that are lighting up the night sky just because they're travelling with such ferocity.
What do you say, 66 kilometres a second? Like, wow. It's just ridiculous.
It's like an intercity train to Westport. Unbelievable speed.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.